Welcome again to our webinar series on Ag in Uncertain Times. This morning, we're very fortunate to have three individuals with extensive experience as loan officers and in the ag credit area. And just a bit of an introduction, those of you that have been with us before, you've heard this, but I think it's worth repeating. Our intent for this series is to provide information that is useful to help producers avoid financial stress, and hopefully also information that is useful in decision making if ag producers find themselves caught in financial trouble. Our June series, as will our September, October, and November series, transitioned from the more global general context, working our way down. And so today, much of the discussion will be around the interaction between lenders and borrowers and what's important for borrowers to know. Our goal for the series is to have information that is useful across the spectrum of U.S. agriculture. We recognize that ag has many different faces and contexts, from very small to very large, specialty crops, grain crops. Conditions are significantly different in the Southwest than the Southeast, but hopefully the general principles that are presented here have application. We want your involvement. We'd like to have you join in the post-webinar online discussion. We'll provide those instructions at the close of this session. You can also, if you've still got the little chat box open over here at the in the left, the little box to the left of this screen, you see the URL, the web address where that discussion takes place. We want this webinar series to be flexible, and so we're also looking for you to provide input as to what some of the next programs ought to be. Here's a pointer. If you want to see the slides in full screen, there's a full screen toggle button. You just click on that with your cursor and use your mouse. It'll go to full screen. If you want to come back so that you can see the little chat box here at the left, you click on that full screen button again. Two or three times through our program, we're going to have polling questions for you, and we would really like you to vote. And it's just really simple. Move your cursor up, select the answer to this particular question. We'd like to know what region of the country are you located in. It gives us some sense of who we're reaching. And we've, in the previous two sessions, we've had individuals from all across the United States. And as we go, there'll be a couple other times when these come up. We'd like to know how you're connected in today's seminar. Satellite or other wireless, cable modem, dial-up phone line. We think if you're on a dial-up, we just ask you to be patient. Sometimes the audio doesn't work quite as well on a dial-up, be a cell phone or some other means of connection. In terms of technical issues, the main one that we've had over the past two is a few folks have had some trouble with the audio. It breaks up or it crackles, and we can tell you that it's a small percentage. Even in our warm-up and starting this morning, one of our speakers had trouble hearing myself, but could hear one of the hosts in the background perfectly. This all of the bugs in terms of using the internet and this particular software, unfortunately, have not completely been worked out. We ask you to be patient. If you do have trouble hearing, afterwards you can go to the website and can listen then to the project, to the webinar. If you're a producer, we'd like to know how long you've been with your current lender, if you'd answer this particular question. As I say, this series is focused on credit. Our September series is going to be focused on markets. In October, it's going to be focused on farm and ranch families. November, dealing with risk in general. And then our December series will kind of be a wrap-up, pulling this all together. We'll tell you here in just a second how you enter questions, and I guess we're ready to go to that. First, as I've identified, we have three presenters this morning. We will take a question or two after each presentation, and there will be, as we've identified, polling questions between presenters, and there will be a panel Q&A following all presentations. You enter your questions for the presenters in the chat window, which is over here, as you see in the left. It says chat Q&A, and you enter your question in the small window at the bottom of that. And when you're done typing in your question, then you click on that return arrow, and it will be sent to our presenters, and we have a group working in the background who takes those. If there are several that are similar, they wrap it into one. They post it so that I can then give those questions to the presenters. We, in the previous sessions, have had many more questions than we could answer. And so what we're doing is taking the questions and posting them on the website. And on the from the previous work, Jay Pinnick is blogging with us there and is taking questions directly. We'll put the questions to our presenters this morning, and we also are looking for other answers to those. But this is how you interact with us. Today's speakers, and I'm not going to give a really detailed introduction to any one of them. Their full bios are on the webpage, and so that you can read more about them. And our first speaker is Joel Lorenzen, Chief Credit Officer and Chief Operations Officer of Farm Credit Services Southwest in Tempe, Arizona. Following Joel will be Corey Price, who's the Vice President, Senior Commercial Loan Officer at South Valley Bank and Trust, which is in the Willamette Valley, and Robert Siren, who is the Director of Credit at Wilbur Ellis. And so, without further ado, if we can load up Joel's slides, I will turn the program then over to Joel, who will give his presentation. I'll have a couple questions for him at the end, and then we'll transition on to the next.